What's up, folks, and welcome to Nino's Corner. Well, if you thought Jake Paul can get any more annoying, it's about to get really, really bad. Jake Paul is in a very precarious situation with his career. He can't really make the formidable real moves forward as a real boxer, so he's going to make lateral moves and pick and choose who he wants to fight. I believe there should be a new belt called the World Boxing Entertainment Belt. I think it should be Boxing should be split into two categories now. One where celebrities fight each other. You're able to cherry pick, grudge matches, the whole thing. And I'm going to give you some examples in this video with Roy Jones and Mike Tyson, and then Holyfield and Vitor Belfort on their fight on why I believe Jake Paul is going to smash Mike Tyson and knock Mike Tyson out. Okay. Now, a lot of you may say, no, you're crazy. That's insane. No, it's not. Mike Tyson is 58 years old. He's almost 60. He is not Mike Tyson of the prime. He's not Mike Tyson of the 30s. He's not even Mike Tyson in his 40s. And in his 30s, he was getting beat by bums in his late 30s. That being said, I'm going to show a video of Holyfield in just a minute, a 60-year-old Holyfield against Vitor Belfort. Vitor Belfort is an MMA striker. Many of you may say, well, Vitor Belfort is a hell of a fighter. He's not a boxer. And Holyfield's prime, he would have dismantled and destroyed Vitor Belfort within 3 or 4 rounds. It would have been over. That being said, Jake Paul is basically trying to be a fighter. He's trying to convince everybody except the real fighters, and it's not going to happen. At best, I give him a grade of about a C minus, maybe a D plus. The only real fighter Jake Paul has ever fought, and no, it's not Nate Diaz. Although Nate Diaz is very tough for MMA, Nate Diaz is still not a boxer. A boxer that understands ring generalship, understands the fluidity of boxing. He's tough. He's one tough hombre, but he's not a real boxer. The only real boxer, semi-real boxer, Jake Paul has ever fought is Fury, gave him a very hard time. If I had to rate Jake Paul, like I said, a C minus, maybe D plus. Right now, he's in a very precarious situation where he can't make forward moves. He's going to have to make lateral moves and pick and choose the fighters he wants to fight. And who better than not an aging, but an old, very old Mike Tyson. I'm going to show you what an aging or a old Holyfield does in the ring right now. I'm going to share the screen and show you Holyfield versus Vitor Belfort and their fight. And I got it to a point where just the end of the first round, folks. This is 1 of 8, and this is going to state my case.
Sequência de golpes em linha reta. Vitor se defendeu ali no primeiro momento. Todo cuidado é pouco. Mão pesada do Holyfield. Vai caminhando para os 59 anos, mas traz com ele toda a experiência. Olha a canhota do...
Tripping over himself. You would never see Holyfield even struggle with a guy like this in his prime. Holyfield, I believe, is in his late 50s here, 58, 59, about to turn 60, same age as Tyson. And you remember what Holyfield did Mike Tyson. Holyfield completely destroyed Mike Tyson. And this is an older man. He's almost 60.
O Vitor já entrou e o Vitor trazendo a sua potência, a sua juventude. A canhota já entrou, balançou o Holyfield. O uppercut passou no vazio, se protege ali. O pentacampeão mundial cruzou a esquerda com tanta vontade, mas...
Flipping and falling all over himself, folks. Your body cannot take the punishment it used to take at 60 years old. I don't care how ripped Mike Tyson is.
A canhota do Vitor entrou, já balançou o Holyfield. Diz que tá inteira. Soltou o golpe também ali. A mão passou no vazio. Vambora. De novo o Vitor. Colocou o uppercut. Uppercut de esquerda foi pro chão. O Holyfield. O upper entrou. Aberta a contagem.
Very sad display here by Evander Holyfield. A very sad way to go out on his career.
Reta final no primeiro assalto. Vamos ver agora. Holyfield falou que tá bem. O árbitro tá confiando nele. Vamos nessa. Vitor não veio pra brincadeira. Com certeza.
I believe everyone needs to know when to gracefully bow out of the sport. Some people need money, whatever it is. Some people crave the fame. Maybe Mike Tyson just wants to feel that surge of adrenaline again. I don't know. But this is boxing entertainment at its best. The commission should be disgraced. They never used to allow this back in my day when I was fighting. They never allowed any of this. I'm going to show what I think is going to happen, what could happen if this is staged. If they go back into the rooms and they start talking about scripting or whatever, and they say, let's do a Roy Jones Mike Tyson type of fight, in which I'm going to share right now, because Roy Jones and Mike Tyson, that fight to me was staged, and it was just body sparring, and it was they were going light to the head, nothing real, nothing hard, nothing with mean intentions, and they both still looked very old. Here's Roy Jones and Mike Tyson just a few years ago, just a few years ago fighting, and I'm going to tell you right now, this to me was completely, it was an exhibition. They were going kind of hard to the body, but nothing really hard to the face. Now I'll show you proof right here.
Hold on to it, Roy. Hold on to it. Don't take that. Get out of there. Them tendon, now them ribs, tenderoni. Back up.
Already a minute gone again. Just 2 minute rounds. Mike Tyson coming forward.
Boy, look at my uncle. Look at him. Look at my uncle's out there fighting in the backyard.
A lot of clinching and a lot of body punches, folks. They know what they're doing. They know how to sell a fight. This is, to me, all scripted. Are they going pretty hard to the body? Yes, but not real hard to the face. And they're doing a lot of holding and hugging and dancing.
Stop! Stop! Back up. Hey, keep moving.
Roy Jones Jr. What did he say? The referee says, "Get me first. I gotta hold him."
He said he's bringing his hand. I gotta hold him. You gotta protect yourself. Get out of there, Roy. You still got it.
Well, there's a double triple jab with Mike Tyson. Tyson.
Notice his triple jabs are to the body, not even to the face.
And trained with famed MMA trainer, I know Izzy, you know him very well, Rafael Cordero, and Cordero said he had to end up having shoulder surgery just holding the pads for Tyson.
Definitely, I can imagine that.
Power. That's power.
Okay.
Roy's trying to make him run into that right hand.
That's what he wanted to do?
Yes. With that jab.
So he put the jab out there to get that right to commit, huh?
Exactly. The style of fighting.
Clinching and holding, folks. Watch.
Of Roy Jones Jr., it does not conducive. Mike Tyson explodes and delivers a left to the body and the left hook upstairs. And Roy
notice when Mike Tyson's throwing his hook. These fighters know what to do, folks. I've fought all my life. They know what to do. They're sparring very lightly to the head, and then they're going a little harder to the body.
Jones Jr., you know, he talked about facing Anderson Silva, the MMA legend. Is he doesn't want, he's trying to turn this into a wrestling match.
Go here, Roy. Look at Roy, got technique, boy. Roy,
he better be careful there.
He's doing the right thing, but he needs to get out of there.
Yeah, because he's going to make Mike mad. He's going to put it
he was Mike Tyson.
And notice the commentators are trying to sell this the best they can, but it's failing miserably. When you know what you're looking at, folks, when you know what you're watching right here is just body sparring and clinching.
Used to be a vegan Evander Holyfield, which is he was on that night in 97, as Tyson, though, coming forward, remains just blocked Roy Jones with that left hand, and Jones shook it off.
Okay, Jones.
Trying to turn back the clock one more time.
Shit, mix it up, Roy. You ain't come in to play. It's your money.
Father Time undefeated. These two way past their primes, but looking for something to get into. Entertain at least.
He can't let Mike get settled with the right hand.
That was a move and a half. He went real low. That was a low rider move right there. He dropped down to the floor. And, oh, get out of there, Roy. Get the ribs out of there.
Now hold and clinch. A few punches to the head. They weren't vicious shots, and then now they're clinching.
They're going to be soloing. Get them out of there.
Israel, what do you think of Roy Jones Jr. tactics here?
I think he's trying to get Mike tired by grappling with him, making him feel his way, making him frustrated as well, so that way he can make a mistake. But, man, you don't want to make Mike mad.
You got to keep them ribs off that barbecue grill, because they will be sauteed, man.
30 seconds left here in the second round. Tyson digging to the body momentarily, but they might.
No furious and fast combinations from Mike Tyson at all. He used to open up to the body, go to the head. None of that.
Need oxygen in between rounds here. They are just leaning on each other. And again, let's not
go ahead, Roy. Get smart,
Roy. That clipped him off.
Go ahead, Roy. Get smart. Look at him off, Roy. Oh, yeah, Roy. Get him, Roy.
Use that jab.
Where conditioning comes into play. Ooh, beautiful footwork from Mike Tyson.
See, Mike, he's fainting now.
Look at what we're watching, folks. Just clinching and holding. And I'm not going to let you endure any more agonizing hugging here, but I'm just trying to make a point. I'm trying to make a point on what we're going to see here with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. If it's scripted, if it's a real fight, Jake Paul knocks him out within 2 to 3 rounds. If it's staged, they may go the difference, just like this, just like what you're watching right here, and it'll be agonizing.
Not walking in straight. He gives me some hand fakes and leg movements.
Ooh, low output.
Good combination.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, left hand and walking.
Just body sparring, clinching, and body sparring.
Watching, and again, Roy Jones Jr. just trying to keep it close, trying to wear down Mike Tyson potentially. And
Roy's getting better on the inside fighting at the moment.
He's smart. He's smart. That's a veteran fighter right there that knows how to wrap up and not take no big hits, but keep it in tight like that.
But is it entertaining and exciting for the viewing public at home, Snoop? I know it's smart.
But normally, when Mike Tyson fights, he fights tall guys, big guys.
Oh, we got a headbutt.
You got guys. Now, with Roy is like the same height.
Right.
And we've had an accidental headbutt. I heard that potentially there was a cut.
More body sparring. Folks, I'm not going to bore you with any more of this. You get my drift. You know what I'm talking about. This is World Boxing Entertainment. They should make a belt for it. It should be like the WWE. Boxing should be split off the two categories, the real boxing, and then you got World Boxing Entertainment. I think Jake Paul should be the World Boxing Entertainment champion. He's cherry-picking, nitpicking each one of his fighters, and this is where it leads us, folks, boxing entertainment. So if this is, which I believe will either be scripted, if it's scripted, it'll be a lot of body sparring, a lot of bullshit like what you just saw right here. If it's scripted, if it's not scripted, if they go out there and really fight, yes, I'm saying this, Jake Paul knocks out an old Mike Tyson, the same way you saw Victor Belfort knock out an old Evander Holyfield. 60 years old is 60 years old. I don't care how superhuman you were in your youth. Age, father time is undefeated, folks. Father time is undefeated. So if you see Jake Paul knock out Mike Tyson, just know this. It was Father Time that knocked out Mike Tyson, not Jake Paul. All right, folks, leave your comments down below and let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts later.